Precious Blood by Jonathan Hayes. Read by John Chancer. Sunday, December 1st. Steve Whitaker, M.D., Deputy Chief Medical Examiner for the City of New York, finished his crime scene notes and signed his name with a flourish. Pushing back from his desk, he saw that the mosaic of diplomas that covered his office wall was out of kilter. He stood, frowning. Harry must have knocked his med school diploma, the largest of them, as he was emptying the bins. Squinting, arms stretched, Whitaker tipped the frame until it was even. The Harvard University neatly aligned with the Johns Hopkins on his pathology diploma. On the lower row, his New York license, the testimonial from his forensic fellowship, and his board qualifications were more modestly framed. But one glance at the wall was enough for anyone to see they were dealing with a world-class forensic pathologist. He hadn't earned his position by good academic credentials alone. Whitaker was a political animal, and proud of it. He'd risen to the top of both national forensic pathology associations, been treasurer of the National Association of Medical Examiners, and run the Path Bio section of the American Academy of Forensic Sciences. It was widely thought he'd be AAFS president within the next couple of years. At meetings, after any cocktail party or plenary session, he'd slip back to his hotel room and write down anything useful he'd gleaned. Not about residue patterns for new gunpowders, or techniques for developing friction ridge implants from well-preserved bodies, but rather the little details.